You're listening to KBOO Community Radio. My name's Dresden, and up next is an interview with the creator of Dungeon Battle Karaoke, a game show adventure inspired by Dungeons & Dragons and a love of karaoke. With me is Sam Cole, who moonlights as DJ Robot Butler.
Dungeon Battle Karaoke.
Yes.
What is the origin story of that?
I mean, for a long time, one of my favorite mental pastimes is just to, like, gamify things. Take one little concept, like, the example that comes to mind is the buzzers they give you at a bar when you're waiting for something. I was like, oh, cool, like, so what, like, what would that be if it was a game, whatever. And so then in the, you know, giant roulette wheel of topics one day, I juxtaposed karaoke and Dungeons and Dragons, and kind of, I was like, oh, you could make that work. Like, that fits.
Cool. Was it a high idea, or is it something, do you think, that was stewing in the background, and then finally you just realized it as existing there?
Very stewy. it marinated for a while until it clicked.
What aspects of Dungeons and Dragons are you trying to incorporate into the larger project?
Well, when I play D&D, it's very loosey-goosey. I don't pay much mind to the rules, other than as a tool to help people tell a story together. And so that, I guess, is the most important part for me with Dungeon Battle Karaoke, is allowing the players to have a say and to steer the narrative in some direction they think is interesting.
So are you pretty well practiced in creating stories on the fly, to where you could just have a collection of people try to navigate their own world, but you know when to interject in order to give them direction?
Totally. Yes, for this and just for playing D&D, it often does not pay to plan ahead. It's always going to go weird directions, so it's much better to just try and improvise as you go.
And so do you have any specifically memorable Dungeon Battle Karaoke sessions where this story surprised even you?
Yeah, I mean, the one that sticks out is, like, I said, oh, here's, like, this giant snake monster that's about to attack you. And one team, they found a way to snake charm it, and they rode it off into the sunset at the end. It did not get slain. It was very much a reversal of what I expected was going to happen. But that's when you play D&D, that's common. Someone's like, ooh, a giant monster? I love him. Let him be my friend.
Cool. And so the format of it is, how many people do you have performing it on a stage at this given time?
Four or five, maybe two. It's kind of a interesting format, because, like, you want as many people who want to sing have a chance to sing, but you also have to do it, like, in this turn-based environment. So, yeah, we do it in, like, teams, and the teams send up as many people as are interested in singing that turn, so sometimes it's choreography. We encourage people to, like, make the most of the stage while they can, and yeah.
Cool. And so, as you mentioned, it's equal parts steering a story and equal parts singing. What aspects of karaoke are you trying to bring into the fold with Dungeon Battle Karaoke?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I think karaoke is really interesting because the point isn't necessarily to be a good singer, right? It's like, I think the best karaoke is when someone shares a song with you that means something to them, and they can, you know, they sort of, like, do their own cover of the song, and you get to see kind of what it is that it lights up inside for them. And so that I think that's what fits into D&D too, is, like, you have people playing characters, and they sort of tell you what is meaningful for that character over the course of the gameplay. And so if you can do that through song, condense it into like that just beautiful chunk of music, then yeah. That's very cool.
So are songs chosen by you or by the team themselves?
By the team.
Okay, and so you as the dungeon master, is that what you call yourself?
Yeah.
You as the dungeon master, not in a BDSM way.
No.
You give them the scenario, mm-hmm. and they react by saying, I think we should sing this song,
mm-hmm.
in order to get through this impasse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
We do also roll dice. Like, that's a D&D thing we definitely want to bring, because it's one of the best parts. So they'll sing the song and then roll a 20-sided die, and that is, you know, the standard for D&D, and if it rolls high or rolls low, that has an effect on how successful their song was in achieving the intended goal.
And so there are definitely parties that meet unhappy endings then?
Yeah. I would say we don't track like the hit points, the health of the teams technically, but there have been some times where a team has, quote, failed successive times in a row and gotten dangerously close to death.
It seems like there's something you're trying to awaken in people. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. I don't know that I would have thought of that, but reflecting on the way I run different games, I think that's quite accurate.
What are you trying to awaken?
Wonder and delight. I want to run games or provide games that that transport in some way, that are convincing enough to have you buy into these fictional realms or stories.
Wonder and delight. So it's like a reprieve from your everyday life and a step into an adventure that is going to be a positive experience.
Yeah, ideally.
Cool. And so it's like rather than default to a lot of people's like passive forms of entertainment, you're giving you're giving them something to be active in.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, that's very much the appeal for me about games in general.
Cool. And how can people find out more about Dungeon Battle Karaoke?
DungeonBattleKaraoke.com is the way to go.
You make it simple for us.
I try, yes.
That was Sam Cole representing Dungeon Battle Karaoke, and this is KBOO Community Radio. My name's Dresden, and thanks for listening.